and from the New Testament, a familiar story of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness. From the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, where he was baptized, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will be all yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down for him from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. May God add a blessing to this scripture, to our understanding. This is the first of, as you know, of the user-requested sermons. And it's Francesca. The little reflection up here. Well, no, it's the second, actually, because I did one. Kathy's at the end of June. And I think I'd like to have another go at that, but yeah, give it another shot. But anyway, so this is kind of Francesca's reflection on why she wanted this to be a topic. We say it a lot. Let go. Let God. Sounds so inviting, doesn't it? Sounds like it would be something we'd just all want to do. But we don't. There are a couple of cases. I'd like to kind of split into two pieces, let go, let God. I was speaking this week with a prisoner on the phone who's facing surgery, and she's been through an awful lot of medical stuff over several months, and she said, I just don't know. I feel kind of caught up. And I said, well, my sermon topic this weekend is let go, let God. She says, that's exactly, well, actually, I don't know if she did that or not because we were on the phone. But she said, that's just what I need to hear. And I said, well, you know, it's not like you're just kind of saying, okay, God, take care of this. I said, you've done your homework. You know, you've gotten the best doctors that you could get. You've gotten the advice. You've followed the advice that they've given you. So it's not like you're kind of giving up everything. But at some point in time, after you've done everything you can do, there's nothing more. And so then you say, okay, God, this is it. Take over. Take over. There are some people, and I'm not speaking of any particular denomination or affiliation, but there are some people who start with God and never do the homework. You know, who kind of say, well, no, I'm not going to, you know, God will take care of me. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go to the doctor, or I'm not going to have that surgery, or I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, because I know God will take care of me. And God will take care. But as always, God doesn't always take care in the exact way that we would like. Okay, so so sometimes it's hard for us to kind of generate the energy to go through that stuff. Years ago, I may have quoted this before. This is the thing about getting old, your memory goes. There was a Magnum PI episode, and Rick, who was a buddy of Tom's, had been shot, and he was in the emergency room, and Tom was in the waiting room with somebody else, and he says, the guy says, how can you be so calm, Tom? He says, I think that in things like this, we do as much as we can, pretending that God can't do anything, and then we pretend, having done that, we say, okay, we can't do anything, and we have to turn it all over to God. So that's kind of that same thing. That's, you know, you do what you can and what you need to. But then at some point you go, it's the same with the children's Christmas pageants, by the way. You know, you do the rehearsals and you line the kids up and everything, and then that morning, three extra kids show up and two of your principals don't, you know. But you just do it. You let go. You let go. And you let God. God doesn't promise to make everything go away. God promises that no matter what is happening, no matter where you are, no matter what is going to happen, God is with you. Last week we read the scripture from Romans. Nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, why do we find it hard to let go? We've had it built, beaten into us since we were yay high that we have to be independent. We have to do everything we can for ourselves, that we have to, you know, soldier on. And so we have this, a lot of people have this in the back of their mind. And so they hold on to it way longer than necessary before letting go. And I don't know about you, I'm best at letting go when I'm right up against the wall, where there's nothing else, you know, no other real choice. That's the kicker in the whole thing. When there is nothing else you can do, then it's a little easier to turn your eyes to heaven and say, God, it's in your hands now. It's in your hands. One of the other reasons that I think we don't turn over to God is that down deep inside, although we say the words, down deep inside we're not sure that God is going to help. Deep down inside. You know, it's one thing to know that God helps up here, but down here, when you're really pushed against it. So we need to remember the promises. That's why, you know, it used to be that you learned Psalms in Sunday school, right? You'd learned them by rote. I'm not sure they do that much anymore. But, you know, that was the time that you went to reciting to yourself the 23rd Psalm. Or maybe the song that says, from where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So, you know, we have to hold on to that belief that God does care. And when we turn something over to God, God cares and is there. It doesn't necessarily mean that the cancer is going to disappear, or that, you know, a job is going to materialize. What it means is that no matter what happens, God is there. And it takes the responsibility off of us a bit, you know? Because we've done as much as we can, we've turned it over to God, and we can go, Now, if something else turns out that we should do, we'll do it. You know, that's okay too. So that's the first part of the letting go, letting God. And if you'll excuse me a minute, I've just run out of moisture. I'm not sure why that always happens on Sunday morning. Maybe it's because I talk more on Sunday morning than I do other days. But, say, from reading Francesca's challenge, that's not exactly the part of let go, let God that I think she was interested in. When something bad happens to us, we go through a whole lot of stuff. I think of a friend of ours across our cluster, that's village talk, you know, across the cluster, and her husband died. And we've been good friends with them and with her, and we've seen, you know, all the stuff that she's gone through. And she's still trying to let go. And she's very much of a faithful person, very much of a believer in God, and yet it's so hard for her to let go of that him being there all the time. Him being there to share things with her. It's been a year and a half. So, I mean, at some point when there has been an awful thing happen, we need to let go and get ready to move on and let God. I often say when there has been a death, I often say, you know, things will never be the same, but they'll be okay. Things will never be the same, so let go of that, but they'll be okay because you can turn it over to God. And God sees a new path. And Francesca is concerned still about this church because of all the stuff that went on here a year and a half ago, and you know, the departure of the staff and Shannon, and that is something that it was a wrenching effect, corporately and individually, more or less for various individuals. But I think at some point we need to let go. We need to let go of the mourning, the anger, the feeling of abandonment. When I was earlier in my pastime as a pastor, every time I'd propose, I'd work out some great scheme for a project or something, and I'd propose it, and when it got shot down, or just got the, you know how that goes, it's even worse than shot down, I'd go, and I felt wounded. And I would hold on to that so long. And then maybe the 50th time it happened, I said, you know what? It's not all about you. It's not all about me. It's about the church. And it's about how the church is choosing to move forward. And that felt somewhat healing to me to understand that I had to let go and let God. Because if God is going to care about anything, God cares about the church. Okay? And so Francesca's call here is that we really need to think about the fact that we're moving into a whole new world here. You know? And I've said it before, but you know, it was really tough when Jed left. And when the thing with Glenn was very hard, and you know, there were great turmoil and everything. And when Shannon left, it was tough. But you know what? We're still here. And under Shannon's leadership, you kind of recovered from a lot of that stuff. And now I see several people here that are in the committee that's going to help us find the next person. And that's what's called part of letting go and letting God. Every week, we pray for the search committee. I presume that every time the search committee meets, they pray. And, you know, and we're looking for God's help to help us move forward. God helps us to look forward to the future. God helps us to look forward to the future and promises that God will be with us throughout whatever happens.